Now, transition program gives Yirrkala students a head start at university. We're going to catch up a yarn now with program manager at Jalkeri Foundation. We have Melanie Herdman on the line. Very good morning, Melanie. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Good. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, sister, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from.
Yeah, so I'm from Northeast Arnhem Land, and my mob, the Yolngu mob, up here in Northern Territory.
Beautiful. Good country there, my sister. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Look, too, Dudley, we've got students, a head start at university by a transition program. Gives the Yirrkala students that opportunity. So tell us about it, sis.
Yeah, so we have graduates from the Yirrkala school last year, and some of them wanted to look at further education.
Good.
And like higher education opportunities for them. So we wanted to create a space for them to sort of have a mixed mode delivery, or like a bridging course that allows them to understand what university is like, but also do it in a way that they're comfortable with. So English is not our first language.
Yes.
We speak many dialects in Yolngu. So it's allowing them to be able to comprehend and, you know, make sure that they understand what university is about, but also if they're looking at discipline, where they want to go and study, understanding, you know, what that means for them and what it looks like. So they went to CDU, Charles Darwin University, Darwin, and had a look at the campus there at Casuarina, and got familiar with some of the classes and how they run, and looking at units and, you know, the sort of work that goes into finishing units, doing assessments, and I guess being exposed to academic language as well, which is very new for all of them and very huge to take on. So it's just giving them that understanding and exposure to what academic life is like, but also, you know, the opportunities that they might have when they want to go into higher education.
Yeah, no, that's too deadly, and a powerful move that is. How many students are we talking, Melanie?
So we have about 6 students.
Boys and girls?
Pardon?
Boys and girls?
Yeah, yeah. Mm. Majority of them are girls, but we have 2 fellas there as well.
Deadly.
With them, so I take my hat off for them.
Yes.
Going along and exploring what that might look like for them. But, yeah, it's awesome because they get to work as a group to identify those opportunities. But also, I guess, the thing that we want to ensure is that they also are looking at their personal growth and what that means for them, you know, going away from community or looking at mixed mode, learning online, and, you know, I guess understanding what that's going to mean for them and their community and their family and their commitments back home.
Well, exactly. And they're traveling as a group, which is a fantastic concept as well. So they're in this together. They've got the support with their fellow students from their country. And that in itself is a strong foundation to go further.
Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah.
How long have you been the program manager at Jalkeri Foundation, their sister?
Yeah, so Jalkeri is in its infancy at the moment, but this concept has been a part of my vision for the last 6 years.
Yes.
So, yeah, Jalkeri is a new organisation set up to be led by Yolngu for Yolngu.
Yes.
And really, I guess, creating those pathways and opportunities in existing or new initiatives. Whether it's education, employment, career pathways, but looking at it from a holistic view and individualizing how we support, guide, and advocate for you know, individual Yolngu people to access whether it's higher education or career opportunities or succession planning the way that they want, not what how we want exactly. to see it, but that individual, and we're just there as support for them.
Sure. Have we the students mentioned what sort of subjects were they looking at, or what sort of professions?
Yeah, I'm so excited that not everyone is going for the same discipline.
Good. Good.
So we have one of the students who completed and came out with a high ATAR from year 12. She's looking at nursing.
Okay.
Young girl looking at nursing with an outlook into medicine, into the future.
Yes.
We also have a young girl who is interested in law. So looking at the pathways into a Bachelor of Law. And CDU have a pre-law program. That sort of a bridge between like looking at and I guess exposing them to law or pre-law and then allowing them to transition into that bachelor as smooth as possible. And then we also have a couple of the two other girls that are interested in the education space.
Okay.
Which I guess is something strong and that has been strong in our region.
Yes.
You know, we have bilingual teachers in the Yirrkala school, so that's something that they were inspired, I guess, by their teachers wanting to pursue education.
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah. And then the two young fellas looking at music and the arts and looking at so those opportunities. To look at that through further education, but also, you know, what that means for them back in community. So really sort of wanting them to explore what they want, but then looking at holistically, what does that mean for them in terms of study, but also back in their community, what are the benefits that that's going to provide to them? What are the challenges going to be? What are the opportunities? And, you know, give them that holistic support rather than just sending them off on a program and expecting them to, you know, go through university or doing higher education alone.
Well, exactly, and it's a team effort, and I will say that the support across this country with First Nation organisations, you mentioned like nursing there, and I thought straight away to CASANAM, Congress of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Nurses and Midwives, and Professor Roy Ann West, who's the CEO and leads that organisation, the support for young black nurses, you know, male and female, that is there for them, you know, and then you talk about those students who want to become teachers, bilingual teachers, on their community, and there's inspiration by watching the other teachers before them. Powerful. And the music, we belongs to music, us black people in this country, so there's two deadly fellas there, deadly in that space. So support is fantastic, and let the deadly students know that they're not alone, and support around would be arms open across this country in all different industries to support and help them.
Yeah.
And we need more black successes in this world, my sister, and especially not on the football field, in the university as well, Melanie. So you're doing a deadly job there, my sister.
Thank you.
And thank you for sharing. A big shout out to those deadly students. And keep in touch and what they're doing and how it goes. And we also like to promote beautiful black successes. So thank you, sister.
Yeah, thank you for your time.
All the best to you. You take care. Eh?
Yeah.
Bye-bye. Adelia Young there. Melanie Herdman, her name is, program manager at Jalkiri Foundation, and talking about the transition program, which gives our Yirrkala students a head start at university. And we're talking about six students there, and a group of six students who completed year 12 at Yirrkala Bilingual School and attending a mixed mode black version, a block version, they are black, a block version of the tertiary enabling program called TEP. So fantastic. More black successes and getting our young ones through school, closing that gap, and success breeds success. Have you saying Yana Strong? About 15 minutes left on the program, and that deadly number here is 1-800-422-416. Yana with Baldy on here, Trevor Murray from Macquarie. I'm your host of your deadly program, National Talk Black, 1 hour program live at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on your dingy country, BBM, Bumbabrit Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service.